From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The last known stronghold of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network appears to be on the verge of surrendering. A combined Afghan and American assault has forced hundreds of al-Qaeda fighters to retreat up a mountain that contains the Tora Bora Caves. Today, as Afghan forces closed in, at least some of the surrounded al-Qaeda fighters suddenly offered to give up their weapons. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tora Bora.
Tuesday morning, and a convoy of trucks loaded with Afghan fighters lurches up a steep dirt road to continue the battle with al-Qaeda. The trucks wind their way up into the mountains through foothills and gorges that, up until yesterday, were all controlled by Osama bin Laden's men. Empty al-Qaeda fortifications still stand at strategic points along the road's hairpin turns. These trenches and machine gun nests are so well camouflaged they're nearly invisible from below. An Afghan named Farik appears driving a pickup truck down the mountain. He shows off two yard-long pieces of metal in the back of his truck. They're fragments from American bombs that he plans to sell for scrap metal in the bazaar. Nearby, an Afghan guerrilla fires a cannon at the summit of the mountain. Farik says last night he was battling al-Qaeda from a ridge just below this same mountain peak.
We had captured an al-Qaeda position. At 2 in the morning, the Arabs counterattacked from above. Some of our men began running away. As some of us fought back, the American planes began bombing the Arabs. I've never seen American airstrikes like this before. The Arabs all retreated.
On a devastated ridge two-thirds of the way up the mountain, you can see the destruction caused by the American airstrikes. Afghan fighters are already at work here, scavenging metal from a shrapnel-shredded truck. They stand amid massive craters beside trees that have been reduced to splinters. Afghans pick through their enemies' belongings, boots, toilet paper, and ammunition that are scattered on the ground next to bright yellow tubes. These are unexploded American cluster bombs. In the early afternoon, a ferocious gun battle rages around the mountain's sharp peak. Al-Qaeda's Arab and Chechen fighters appear to be surrounded. They occasionally respond with mortar fire, but an Afghan tank driver named Ismail doesn't seem to care. I killed three Arabs yesterday, he says, but I'm still barefoot and hungry. Our commanders get all the money, and I haven't been paid in 4 months. Not far away, another group of Afghan fighters appears to already be celebrating their victory. One fighter, a man named Malan, is simply overjoyed to be back in Tora Bora. I lived here when I was a teenager in the Mujahideen, he says. We were fighting against the Russians then. I have many happy memories of Tora Bora during the jihad. As the battle rages up above, the Afghans discover new information about Tora Bora's last residence. One of the killed al-Qaeda fighters was an Arab from Sudan. And in one trench, an Afghan finds an abandoned round-trip ticket on Iran Air. There's a return trip to Rome from the Iranian city of Mashhad, and it's still valid. At 2 in the afternoon, the fighting around the mountain peak comes to a halt. The Afghans say al-Qaeda has contacted them with an offer to surrender. The conditions are simple: no killing, no torture, and Tora Bora's defenders will hand themselves over to United Nations custody. The Afghan commanders agree to the ceasefire but announce an ultimatum. The al-Qaeda fighters must lay down their weapons and surrender at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Resist and be destroyed. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.